told me, I can't repeat the joke. He just whispered something in my ear. I just don't know. 303-713-7600. I don't mean to exclude you. I really don't. But it's one of those seven words I can't say on radio. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Arnold Schwarzenegger as vice president. Chuck Hagel, as Trey suggested. You know, Chuck Hagel of Nebraska has a couple of problems. One is that he worked for a voting rights group that is under dubious distinction in terms of their record with voting machines, and that will queer him with a number of people on the left. I like his stance on the war. I don't like his stance on women. But I know that's not necessarily everybody's first choice. But, you know, Chuck Hagel, he could do worse, perhaps. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, is prohibited from being vice president of the United States. But if Barack Obama went with a more conservative choice, I don't think it would necessarily be such a dumb thing to do. And I know he's upsetting some people. They even took out an open letter in The Nation saying, why are you tacking to the left, right, tacking to the middle? Don't do that. We'll abandon you. Blah. No, they won't. You can't. And the reality is, look, it was signed by very, very liberal people in the country who tend to be readers and contributors to The Nation, and that's fine. But Barack Obama is going to have to. If you look at an electoral college map, you realize that Barack Obama or any candidate has to tack to the middle. John McCain's doing it just as hard and fast as he possibly can. Well, with the exception of offering his wife up as Miss Buffalo Chip, perhaps. He's still... Let's play that. All right, let's just play it, and then we'll get to Bob and Iona. I promise, Iona.
You know, I was looking at the Sturgis schedule and noticed that you have a beauty pageant, and so I encourage Cindy to compete.
They sound a little confused, don't they?
I told her with a little luck, she could be the only woman ever to serve as both the First Lady and Miss Buffalo Chip.
Yeah, the audience, by the way, applause trailed off pretty quickly from the clip we had. Anyway, 303-713-7600, I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all this week. We're talking a little politics. We're going to try to track down someone to talk about people being purged from Colorado's voting lists, which Greg Palast mentioned on Tom Hartman's show a little earlier. I believe it was late last week or early this. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Time for Bob in Denver. Hi, Bob. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm swell. You?
I'm good, and I'm the first-time caller. Another one.
Oh, good. Two in a row.
And I just have a quick comment that I would like to get out to a lot of people. I try all the time, and I ask Texans, I'm a Texan, and I ask Texans where George Bush is from, and they all say Texas, and it's just not true. It's another lie that's been given to the people, and everyone takes it, and they believe it. George W. Bush was born in Connecticut.
And went to Andover and
exactly.
Went to, you know, he was total preppy.
Exactly. And he's not a Texan. And I went, well, maybe his mom and dad are. But no, they are not. His father was born in Massachusetts, and his mother was born in New York. Yeah. So they're not Texans.
East Coast establishment.
So if I just figured I could get the word out easier through you guys, and I really enjoy your show. I listen to Jay every day, and you're doing a terrific job, and I really enjoy you. Thanks for everything.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much, and thanks for setting the record straight. Now, what do you think of Chet Edwards, since you're a Texan?
You know, I would like to see that happen. LBJ and Kennedy went in, and they did well. And I would love to see a Texan in the White House. It would work.
He sounds like a dandy from everything I've read about him.
I don't know anything about him.
He stands up for military and veterans affairs. Apparently, he's very well spoken. He's extremely bright. He won in the very conservative district where Bush ostensibly lives, although they're buying a condo in Dallas. Apparently, Laura's going to get her way for a while. We'll no longer need the visual of him pretending to cut brush.
Right.
But, he has done a number of things for the country that sound good and worthy to me. I think he's a dandy, but I don't know. you know, whether he'll pick him or not, or whether they're vetting. I think they may be vetting him, right, but I'm not sure where he is in the pecking order.
Right.
Anyway, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for making this your first time call to a radio show.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
And I do appreciate you. So you just take care and keep
it
up.
Bob. It's mutual. Thank you very much, Bob. Call again. 303-713-7600. Iona, or Iana, is it, in Denver. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
I'm enjoying your show.
Glad to hear it.
Hey, I just wanted to follow on the conversation you've been having about, you know, should Barack Obama kind of come back and be a little bit stronger against McCain's ads and so forth. You know, I just finished his book, Dreams from My Father, mm-hmm. and which is an excellent book, by the way, and starting his other book, Audacity of Hope. And what I kind of come to feel from just reading that book is that this guy really has a high level of integrity. Now, whether that will last in Washington or whatever is another conversation.
Well, but I think his wife said, we've got to run now before Washington changes us. And I was like, you know, that might be a good point.
And so I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that I think coming from Chicago politics, it's not that he can't go there. I think he's really, really trying to change the face of American politics and really sticking to just who he is, his integrity. The other thing is this guy is walking a tightrope. He's the first black man, you know, to really take this on and run for this. And whatever he does, it's everything's under a microscope. So I kind of fear that if he starts, you know, pummeling, you know, McCain, people are going to say, oh, this is an angry black man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I think he has to really walk a fine line and a tightrope. And this guy, I'm telling you, I know you've seen the interviews and everything. He's unflappable. He is just cool.
You know, that's the word. You just said the word, you know, I don't hear that word often, but I've used it to describe him, too. It's one of the things I admire most about him. He's got this center of calmness that I just find so appealing.
And, you know, the thing maybe, you know, that being said, I think the Republicans have really created this culture of fear in our country. So when people come across something they don't understand or new to them, they immediately fear it instead of embracing it or trying to figure it out. So I would encourage people to really get to know Barack Obama because, you know, this is a tough position to be in on all sides for this particular candidate in this country. And I think maybe a stronger vice president might help him out. I was thinking about Biden, but then I was thinking, would Biden overshadow, you know what I'm saying? But then he can't go with someone like Edwards because then that's too much. People would probably think that's too soft. So I think his choice is going to have to be just really critical. But I also wouldn't really take for granted his marketing machine and the people that are behind him.
They are amazing. David Plouffe, David Axelrod, they both have been. Yeah. And those guys keep secrets. I read an article where they were talking about the culture. They can't get them to leak anything. It's driving the press corps in Washington wild because they depend on leaks for their business, you know.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they really pull something out of their hat very close to the election that everyone's just going to go like, wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping for the same thing. I'm with you, Iona. I really am. I want it to go that way. And I'll tell you what, this is the first. I was too young to fully appreciate the talents of Robert Kennedy. You know, this is the first time in my life where I actually, you know, feel so excited about a candidate that I hesitate to even talk about it because it means so much to me. I love the way he speaks. I like his energy. I like his intellect. Yes. You know, I think I see him fairly objectively, but I just like him. I mean, a guy went up to him the other day in a rally and heckled him about not doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And he said, well, sir, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes. Yeah.
And the guy did. You know, the other, but the guy who was there apparently was bogus. He had press credentials, I guess fake ones, because nobody could figure out where he was from. And when they asked him where he was from, he said John Q. Public. Now, that brings up another worry, which is I hope his security is very, very good. Because let's face it, you know, given the history in this country of what happens to charismatic, amazing leaders, we want to be very, very careful with our precious resources, which is one of the smartest, most charismatic people we have had run for office in a very long time.
In a very long time. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm hoping he makes, I hope he makes an amazing choice too, Ayanna. I'm with you.
Now, I do too.
We'll see.
I just wanted to thank you and the host on the shows, obviously, that I listen to when I can. It's real. Just listening to you guys and the callers have really helped me, being, you know, new to Progressive Talk Radio, to really help me sort of formulate my opinions, because, yes, we have this whole campaign going on, but it's also our sphere of influence, that neighbor over the fence, at the grocery store, wherever, where we can make a difference and, you know, really get people to follow on and make this happen for our candidate.
Amen. I'm honored. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Jay has some of the best listeners in the business, too. 303, I've often, people say that about my show and his too, show, too. And I'm proud of that. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's taken a week off before the convention. So do stay tuned. He'll be back next week. Nick in Loveland, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm well.
Good. Hey, I'm just going to throw a little shout-out to John Turkey's always a pleasure whenever you call in.
Isn't he fun?
He's a great guy.
I know.
I was just going to say, I just actually finished that Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama. I actually listened to the audio because he actually reads it.
So that's a great idea. What a great idea. I want to do that.
It was, you know, I drive a lot for work and stuff, so I've listened to quite a few audio tapes. But it was nice to hear the actual author, I mean, especially being Barack Obama, reading it. And
well, his voice is so beautiful, too.
And it really gives you, for me anyways, a sense of such a transparency in him, and that he's here I am, this is who I am, and there's nothing that he's trying to hide. And I just wish that more people would be a little more open-minded and really look into it. You know,
I know, every time I read an article that he's obtuse or that he doesn't grow close to people, I find that remarkable, because he's made such a strong connection with people who read his books and who have heard him speak. I just don't understand the remoteness charge that's been made against him. I don't get it.
I just, you know, I think it's really easy for people to listen to a coworker or believe that email that you get. I mean, I've gotten emails that just make Barack look, you know, it's just ridiculous. You're like, what is this? I mean, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I wish that he, in a sense, maybe not an attack back to Camp or McCain, I don't know, like, what would be the right decision there, but it'd be great to see, hey, you know, these are some accusations that, you know, like the Muslim thing. I've heard people, I'm not going to vote for him because he's a Muslim. Well, I'm a Christian, but either way, like, I really don't care what religion our president would be, for me anyways.
No, I don't either. As long as he's an ethical-centered person, I don't care.
Right, and the fact
I could even have an atheist president, by the way, as long as he were ethical.
Yeah, and the fact that I just would like the truth to be out there. And so you got people believing, you know, like I said, the Muslim thing, or what's another one that he's raising taxes on everyone. And if you really look on what he's trying to raise taxes and who he's trying to really cut taxes on, I think people
or that
have,
he wasn't born in the United States.
Yeah, that's
you know, by the way, we had a guest on yesterday, Nick, who really, this website really helps dismantle a lot of allegations in the press, and it's called mediamatters.org.
Right, I've been meaning to get to that, actually.
That one helps. And Barack Obama, after and I talked about this editorial too, the Low Road Express, which was written by the New York Times, talking about how the Straight Talk Express has taken a nasty turn into the gutter. And they've got a new website, the Obama campaign, called the Low Road Express.
Okay.
So they're trying to respond to some fact checks, you know. McCain attacks debunked.
Yeah. I'll,
so they're doing some of that now, and I think it may help. It needs to be, I think, more fleshed out. It is paid for by Obama for America, just so that everybody knows. But yeah, they are making attempts, and I think they're very good at addressing things on the internet, but maybe not so much otherwise. Anyway, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, Nick, Aaron, have a great day.
You too. And we'd love to hear from you as well. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Who do you think ought to be vice president? How do you think Barack Obama's campaign workers are handling the campaign? Do you think he needs to pick a vice president before the Olympics start on Friday? Word's out that he's going to pick Evan Bay today. I don't think it's true. 303-713-7600. Stand by for progressive traffic with John Turk.
Thanks, Aaron. My vote goes to Paris Hilton for VP.
Woohoo!
What do you think?
I think she sounds fab.
Yep, and she'd be awesome. I think she's great. You're
Hey, America, I'm Paris Hilton, and I'm a celebrity, too. Only I'm not from the olden days, and I'm not promising change like that other guy. I'm just hot. But then that wrinkly white hair guy used me in his campaign ad, which I guess means I'm running for president.
Actually, there's an Obama Hilton website, ObamaHilton.com, Democrats.com. Just sent it to both John and I. Before John said that, by the way, so you're prescient, John. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and it shows Barack Obama in his Hawaii bathing suit. Or I think he was in the Virgin Islands when this picture was taken. But anyway, he's in this ocean swim, you know, in with waves crashing over him in his bathing suit. And she's sitting in her lawn chair with her little pigtails. Hi, I'm Paris Hilton, and I'm running for president. It's just funny. Thank goodness we can get, yes, we can have a sense of humor. Chris in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show, hosted by Aaron Hart. Hello.
Good morning. I'm just calling to express my disgust over the confusion concerning Obama. You know, who is he and what does he stand for? I mean, all you have to do is look at his website. I was at work. I looked at BarackObama.com. You see what he stands for. You see his positions on every single issue. I think everybody watches too much TV, and they just buy the brainwash that all these talking heads feed you. All you need to do is just go straight over there or just listen to him straight out one of his speeches. And
BarackObama.com.
Yeah, it's a done deal. It's ridiculous the amount of trash just gets talked and how much it gets spread around. I mean, even on this station, you know, a lot of listeners call in, and they're like, well, there's a lot of confusion about him. No, just figure it out. Figure it out for yourself.
I know what you're saying. I think part of the problem is people are afraid that stuff on the internet isn't exactly accurate sometimes. But off of his own website, I have never caught the website in a Porky, you know, never. The John McCain campaign, however, I can catch in a lie almost every single day. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. Politicians all distort the facts, but his website is very straightforward, very well run. I think almost they're running a campaign, too, almost under the radar, because they're running it via cell phone, via the internet. I happen to be an Obama delegate. I didn't go all the way to Denver, sadly. But on the other hand, I've seen them, and I haven't held a lot of fundraisers, but I've been invited to them, and I can tell you they're very straightforward. The people who support him are eager, involved, caring, smart people who are highly unlikely to be bamboozled. So, you know, I don't know why it is either. I think it's sometimes, looking at the media, I think they're driving some of this controversy so that they'll have another race that's close, because they all got huge ratings off of the Hillary-Obama race, even though Hillary had no prayer of winning. I kept watching every day going, she has no way to catch him.
Yeah.
No way, unless he torpedoes in every single state, which he's not going to do, you know. And they kept running it because they like a race. They like a horse race. They like to stay interested. They like to stay engaged. I don't know. They don't want too much time to do research. I'm annoyed with them, quite frankly,
honestly,
and I've stood up for them.
It's honestly about more than ratings. I mean, this is a very, very, very important election. And just the fact that so many people can be swayed, it appears to be, by their own lack of self-interest. You know, I just hear these talking points all the time, and it just really, really gets under my skin.
Well, you and Chris Lamont.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I'm honestly flabbergasted. I can't really believe that the vast American public can be so ignorant as to buy all these lines of BS that's continuously fed.
Well, and you read that's the article by Christopher Dickey in today and this week's Newsweek, and it's really frightening how dumb people can be. I mean, you know, it's like, well, but I believe he's a Muslim. I don't believe it. I don't believe he's a Christian. And it's like, you know, stop it. Just stop it. You know what I mean? It's like you'd believe an email sent out by an anonymous source rather than, you know, a birth certificate. What's wrong with you? But people are, I think people look for what they want to believe, and they're very frightened. And it's, you know, the Republicans are absolute stone cold experts at promulgating fear. The other thing is I think they take advantage of either the natural busyness or the natural laziness of the press corps. You know, and these days so many press are on TV, you wonder when they have time to work. I think to myself, you know, why are these guys not researching this? Because, you know, you talk about the websites. 12-year-old Noah calls the show yesterday and says, you know, I heard this stuff that John McCain was saying. I got worried, so I went to Barack Obama's website, and it's not true. And it's like, yeah, I know it's not true. But, you know, if 12-year-old involved citizens can figure out how to research, then people can take time out from their busy soccer mom or working dad days. And not to insinuate that women don't work, because they do, or working mom days and soccer dad days, and go out and do just a little bit of research. So they make it so easy for you to do now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I work 12-hour days. All it really requires is a sense of independent thought. That's all it comes down to. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Very true. Thanks, Chris. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on J. Marvin's show. Well, let's go to traffic first, Janet, because I want to give you full chance to express, and I don't want to have traffic standing by because we want everybody to know how the roads are doing out there at 8:32 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on J. Marvin's show. Let's go to John Turk with Colorado's Progressive Traffic, and then we'll be right back with Janet in Denver and hopefully your phone call at 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Jay's show on Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Oil and gas companies have announced record profits again, taking $601 out of two-driver households in Colorado. Boo hiss! When compared to the same quarter, which is the immediately preceding one of April to June, from 2008 to 2001. And so representatives of all of our communities, communities of color, environmental, healthcare advocacy, low-income communities are all turning out today on the west steps of Colorado State Capitol at 12:15 p.m. In this era of jaw-dropping benefits, turn out and say boo hiss to the oil and gas industry profits. And it's not profits in an obscenity. It's gouging. Let's face it. It's gouging. It's not profit taking. It's gouging. They're taking it out of our hides. I'm amazed any of us have any hide left. Hi, Janet in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show.
Hi there.
Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, this was quite a wait. I'm a senior, not terribly old, but, you know, I've passed over that line. And last night, while I was watching TV, I saw that McCain ad where he said he was planning on volunteering his wife to be the next Miss Buffalo Chip.
Yes.
And my senior identity said, "Oh my God!" I was absolutely astounded that the possible next president of the United States would be so not just flippant, but so completely
clueless,
devoid of any sort of thought about his wife.
Well, you know, he's allegedly called her mean-spirited four-letter names, don't you? I mean,
this was a television spot, and then the thought occurred to me. I live for over 25 years in an old home in a central area in Denver, and started out with almost all of my neighbors being seniors, And most of them still are with new people coming in. And mm-hmm. I thought to myself, Mr. Obama has done nothing to encourage the senior women to float. And I thought, boy, would this ever be a wonderful way to use Mr. McCain to encourage senior ladies to go vote, because I vote every year, and every year us little old ladies are there, some of them with canes and crutches and everything.
Oh, no, you vote in the biggest, some of the biggest numbers in the country.
Yes, and he's not said one thing about seniors, you know, or at least I've missed
That's
it.
That's not true. Go to his website. That is not
no,
true,
no,
actually.
No. Well, this is the other thing. I don't know another senior under 60, probably 67, and who has not been working all their life, to know even how to turn on a computer. So anybody who thinks that all the seniors are going to go to the website
is deluded. Sure. I gotcha. Well, all I can tell you is that if you don't have a website and don't have access to your library where you can show that, I would call the Obama campaign with your suggestion. You know what? We've been trying to book somebody from the Obama campaign. Maybe we'll ask about the outreach to seniors, because that is a very good point. I know that I just got my first mailer ever from their campaign. I've had people knock on my door.
No, I've gotten nothing, and I live in an all-Democrat neighborhood where we should be hearing from them constantly. But I'm thinking senior women could put him over the top.
Well, that's a good point. I will definitely, Janet, we will take your suggestion to heart, and we'll even try to get somebody from the Obama campaign to talk to that this week while I'm filling in.
Well, you know, if you could do that, because I think, you know, I'm really very progressive, but what McCain said and how he said it, I remember back in the 40s, nobody would have said that. Anything.
Good point.
I'm in that same
Good
age
point,
group.
Janet. I will definitely, and you just brought it home too about the computers. I will definitely get on it with the Obama campaign. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. And John, if we could try to, John Turk, maybe get in touch with the Obama campaign and see if we can ask about that senior question. That one's a good one. Kevin, we've been trying to get the Obama campaign out about something else from Washington, but maybe we should go to the locals for this one. Kevin in Fort Collins, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Welcome.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you again. Aaron, I just want to kind of piggyback on what that senior was talking about. My mom's 85, and she's heard of computers and, you know, all that type of thing. But if you tell her to go log on, she'd say, what? You know, I mean, if you took her to a library, she'd go, those are nice little TVs there. What do they do? But you see what I'm saying? So there's no way in the world that she'd have a clue about them or really even care. And but I wanted to add on to, you know, Obama and him trying to play. I was just talking to a neighbor. He's a professor over at CSU and huge Obama supporter as well as I am. And he was so concerned about, you know, his poll ratings and how they're dropping and that type of thing. And, you know, he was talking about the fact that Obama needs to, you know, you have to fight the campaign that you're dealt. I mean, it's the cards. And his campaign, you know, what he's up against is McCain, who's willing to say anything, willing to do anything. I mean, the Antichrist thing. You know, the Messiah complex.
The Messiah, the Obama Messiah ad was really disgusting.
Oh, they're just over the top. Over the top. And if you don't, you know, and the Muslim type of deal, I've talked to tons of people that think that.
Look at Bob Schaefer's son had, you know, Obama in straight stand-up Muslim garb. I mean,
What was it? A picture of it, or he was wearing a T-shirt of it, or what was it?
It was a picture on his Facebook page.
Wow. See, when you have another side that's willing to say anything, you know, they'll do anything to win, achieve, you know, the voting machines, the whole nine yards, what Kaufman's doing with caging, you know, the Secretary of State here in this state.
Yes, we're trying to get a guest on that, too, because Greg Palast has been talking that up about how they're trying to knock people off Colorado's rolls.
Exactly. You know, so when you have the other side, you know, the dark side, I like to call them. I mean, they're willing to do anything it takes to win, say anything it takes to win.
Well,
McCain wants his wife to be in a striptease pageant.
Miss Buffalo Chip.
I mean,
and you know what?
About it.
I know, and there's a Michael Shaw. Greg O just sent me a thing with Michael Shaw has been complaining that most of the shots of that show distant shots of Cindy, no close ups, no, you know, the way they cover McCain, they cover him as if he's some sort of saint. The guy
absolutely.
Is creepy, I think.
He is. Well, Randy Rhodes was talking about that the other day, the creep factor of McCain and what he did said with his wife, and that's. I totally agree. I mean, the wife. Did you see her face and the daughter's face when he was? You know, trying to talk about that, and the thing
joke
that,
it up.
Yeah, but the thing that got me was when he tried to get serious in front of the crowd, and he goes, "My fringe, I listen. If you want four bucks, you know, I'm going. What is he saying? I mean, they're all like going." Spit it out, John. What $4? What we know you've never pumped any gas and you're worth $50 million, but what $4 a buck? What does that mean? Oh,
yeah, and remember how much they landed on Teresa Carey?
Oh, exactly.
And they're not doing anything about her, basically. You know, she's just, and she's creepy for all that. You know, I mean, the two of them are just. I don't want anyone.
Aaron, there's one thing I got to add. Now, come on, maybe us as progressives, do you think that maybe he's only worth $50 million? Do you think maybe we could get a fund together? Have you ever seen him when he doesn't have a McCain? When he doesn't have a suit on, he's always got that striped blue shirt and that navy hat. Could we get him some other, you know, like maybe a tan shirt?
An Hawaiian shirt.
Some kind of earth color.
Let's get him an Hawaiian shirt.
I like the Hawaiian shirt. Let's do that. just something different. I'm tired of that same blue striped shirt.
Yeah, and if he's going to sell his wife as a biker chick, then he's got to dress up a little.
Leather and chaps.
Leather
and
chaps.
You know. And with the, you know, the cutout thing in the back of the leather deal.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the fanny cutout immediately, and I sort of went, ooh, old wrinkled white guy. Sorry, just quoting Paris Hilton, candidate
How
for president.
The two of them with biker garb on, he could have, like, leathers, and she could have matching leathers, you know, like pink leathers, and he could wear black ones.
Oh.
And they could have, like, one of those trike things, so he wouldn't have to balance it. You know, those trike bikes? You know, the Harley trike bikes or, you know, the three-wheeler type thing.
So he wouldn't fall
he
off.
A sidecar. How about a sidecar with him?
Sidecar, beauty. Beauty, and Paris can ride along.
Driving.
Hey, Paris could ride along that way.
There you go. Maybe Paris ought to be his vice president. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, he does seem to like skinny blondes.
Well, thank you. Know, Cindy's getting a little bit of mileage on her. It might be time for that good-looking John to, you know, be moving on to the Paris thing. That
troll
been what
for younger.
Did.
Hey,
yeah.
We know he tends to dump wives, and they get a little, you know, not on the attractive side.
Yeah. Great talking to you. Listen,
great talking
care.
To you too, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Kathleen in Longmont. It's 8:46. Good morning, Kathleen. How you doing? What's up?
I'm great. Good morning, Aaron. So as far as the older women go, you know, just call 411, get AARP. They'll send you the information. You'll get totally in line, not online, literally, in line with all the things that they need to know. Don't worry about it. That's handled. And all the older women can see things. Don't underestimate the wisdom. But the thing I wanted to talk about.
Well, most of the older women I know are actually, I've seen a lot of older women at Obama campaign activities, but, you know, often saying we're the Hillary demographic, but we ain't voting that way. And other people have said to me, you know, I mean, there are seniors who do know how to work computers, let's be fair. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, certainly. And I taught my dad, and I don't want to diminish that at all.
No, me either.
Where I was going, you know, was more for if we go back in history and we remember all the primaries and these astounding numbers that were coming up, and we were all going, wow, look at Obama getting all these numbers. I mean, how many millions and millions of new voters did we see come out? And it seems like we've kind of forgotten that. Now we're acting like it's a 50-50 on polls that maybe are from one tiny district in here and there. I think it's much ado about nothing. I really feel we should be more confident, try and find solutions for those older voters. I've got an RV. I'll go pick up 8 of them. We'll go to the polls. And if we help each other, let's just get through this.
Yeah, I really think, and I think of Barack Obama, talk about being better. You want somebody to privatize Social Security, take away your tax.
God,
you know,
help us save us.
benefits get energy even more expensive in the homes you're trying to hang on to, then vote for John McCain. But if you really want somebody who's going to have your best interests at heart, heck, I'd go with Obama every single time just from what I could watch on TV. But you know, that is not to say that people shouldn't. And, you know, it must be kind of hard not to have a place where you can go look. Now, I just went to AARP's website, and even though it has elections listed in the Google billing, I did not see quickly how to get to election information there. But I know they're backing that dividedwestand.org.
Well, if you're going to, and they are supporting that. But what I'd do if I had a computer and I was literate is I would go Google AARP support for Obama.
Oh, that's okay. That's what I'll do. I'll go support for Obama and see how I can find. But the point is, call the Democratic Party. Call the Obama headquarters. Ask to be sent stuff. I'm sure they will.
There you go.
Any time of the week. Yeah, I mean, she wants them to reach out to her, and I can understand that, but still.
Helping each other.
Well, and he did skip. He skipped on September 20th, 2007, the AARP forum, I'm noting. So he should definitely, I think, make some more effort for outreach in the senior community, though, don't you?
Really good point, Aaron. Really good point.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And maybe the Obama campaign is listening and they'll take a page out of our book or call us back and get us some info on that.
I bet you'll be more aggressive than that. And thanks for your program. And you have a great day.
You bet. You too, Kathleen. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. It's 849. Someone is saying that Paris just made John McCain her B word, her bitch. I think it's kind of true.
Biznizzle.
Biznizzle.
Yeah, biznizzle. That's a nice way to say it.
Biznizzle. That's a good one, John. Thank you. It's 849, 850, make that. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We want more of your phone calls, your ideas for Veep, your ideas about Obama's outreach to the senior community. We will check up on that with the Obama campaign. We've been trying to reach them, too, on how they're going to be giving out tickets to that Invesco thing. So we'll keep an eye on that. Don't forget the oil and gas demonstration down at 1215 on the West Capitol steps, and I'll bring you more information about absentee ballot filing coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go pick out a vice president. I'm thinking Rihanna. I'll see you at the White House. Oh, and I might paint it pink. I hope that's cool with you guys.
And I might paint it pink. Ooh, cool. Charlie and Boulder, wouldn't you like to see a pink White House? Paris has reinvigorated this campaign. She made me laugh so hard. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It takes a little hot blonde to make a little action out there, I guess.
I guess. At least she's fighting back and not letting them use her image, which I really like.
Yeah, I'm surprised their media people allow that to happen. I mean, there's issues with usage that might take place there. Who knows?
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I called in about the obscene oil profits, and you know, maybe the oil companies are positioning themselves to be regulated like utilities. Maybe they should be regulated just like every other monopoly.
And we've got a few big companies. Maybe they should.
Maybe they've set themselves up for a big hit. That might be the way they're going. It'd be nice if they did that.
You know, very, very true, Charlie. Thanks for your call. I'm going to try to move through a lot of calls quickly here. So let's go to Ron in Denver. Thanks. I'm Aaron Hart. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. I think that, Stephen wanted to put out a song, Very Superstitious. When you believe in things you don't understand, they don't understand John McCain. I think, you know, just like the man said before, they need to do research his background about his affairs and how he did his first wife and all that. And that'll tell you a whole lot about a man.
Well, Keating Five, half the reason he's so interested in quote-unquote reform is because he violated a lot of campaign laws and others when he went to that money. So
yeah.
He's, you know, excuse me, I don't admire and respect him as much. The press seems to toady to them because he was colorful with them on the campaign bus.
And George W. Bush's younger brother was in all that. You know, the SNL.
Yeah, Neil Bush. Oh, yeah. The SNL savings and loan failings. You betcha. You betcha. And we remember that quite well in Colorado, don't we?
Oh, yeah. And I think I agree with the man that said earlier. I can't understand how people can be so dumb And if you can vote for George W. Bush, most certainly you can put Barack Obama in there. I mean, I've never heard. I'm ashamed to even call this man a president.
Listen, the IQ of the White House will go up astronomically the day they walk in. Thank you so much for your call, Ron. And Ron in Littleton, time for you. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, Aaron?
Well, thank you.
What's your opinion? And I'm sort of, you know, in the middle of the road as far as the presidential election. What do you think of this big brouhaha they're making in the press about Obama took off the American flag off his chartered jet?
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet. You're not serious.
Yeah, they're making a big deal. It's been all over the news. It was on the on a couple of the radio broadcasts this morning, and it was on a couple of TVs that he took the American flag off his plane.
I'll look it
and
up.
And they're doing a thing about being unpatriotic.
Oh, I'm sure it's not true. You know, I'm sure it's BS. I just want to say another word so bad I can't stand it. I'll research it, Ron. Thanks.
Okay.
Jay in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a friend who was basically vote Republican if, you know, the devil was running on that ticket. And he sent me these emails that, you know, it's so ridiculous. And the latest round is from this military person in the Army who says, Obama snubbed all the military, and I know it's not true. So I was looking for a resource, some kind of PR from the Army that I could contact to kind of refute this and have, you know, try to settle him down because he believes all this stuff that comes out. Do you have any ideas where I could contact?
I'd call the Public Information Office of the U.S. Army. That's what I would do, and then I'd move from there. Let me know how you do. Thank you so much. Yep,
hey,
It's all over the place. Askville, Barack Obama took flag off plane. Okay, let's go change this now. This is right-wing reactionaries trying to pull this. The first things that come up are all ads against Obama. Hi, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More soon.